98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's Shauna Cantor. She is the director of Tennessee Williams Summer and Smoke, being put on by the Voice Theater at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston. And Shauna, I believe you opened last night, right?
We did. We got a standing ovation, and we had a sold-out house.
Wonderful. Oh, that's great to hear. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell me all about it. Tell me, first of all, can you tell me a little bit about the Voice Theater?
Sure. Voice Theater is a professional theater company. We hire equity actors from the city. We also work with local equity actors and non-equity actors. And we put on two main stage productions each year. We have free in-school workshops for local high school students and a summer youth workshop. And we also work with refugees, undocumented, unaccompanied refugee teens from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. In our free school programs as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. How did this all get started?
How did Voice Theater get started?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that was quite some time ago. The first production was in Paris, funded by the French government. And that was in 1988.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we toured for 5 years in the States. Then we moved to London and we worked there, and then I put a halt to it while I was just working as a gigging director. And then when I moved upstate to Woodstock in 03, a couple of years later, we renovated the Birdcliff Theater and had 6 years producing shows at the Birdcliff Theater. And now we are at Bethany Hall, which is not in the sanctuary at the Old Dutch Church. It's a separate building at 272 Wall Street. And we have installed air conditioning.
Wonderful.
In Bethany Hall. It's super comfortable in there. We've upped the electrical amperage so that we can have professional theater lighting. And we've also purchased audience seating, flexible audience seating platforms, so that all the sight lines and all the seats are good.
Wonderful. Is this going to be a permanent home for the Voice Theater at Bethany?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We've signed an agreement. Yes.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Now, is Summer and Smoke the first production to go up at Bethany Hall?
No, we did Art last October, and we had a very enjoyable, successful run. And this is our second show at Bethany Hall.
Very cool. So tell me about Summer and Smoke. Was this your choice to stage this particular play?
Yeah, you know, Summer and Smoke is a very well-known Tennessee Williams classic. It's a love story. It's about two people who are trying to find their way towards each other. And I just thought that so many of us post-COVID are, you know, reigniting relationships, finding our way back to in-person events. And I just thought that it was the right choice for the right time. And plus, it's a very big show. It's hardly ever produced. Mm. And it's a very, very beautiful play. So I thought, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, is this a family-friendly show? Would you recommend bringing the whole family, or is it more of a leave-the-kids-at-home type of situation?
Well, you know, it depends on your kids.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't bring a 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a full-length play. It goes by very quickly, but it is family-friendly, if you want to put it that way. But, you know, I think teens and up would be for, you know.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah.
VoiceTheater.org is the website where you can, I believe you can buy your tickets there and get all of the information that you need. And you're selling out pretty quickly.
We are. We're sold out for tonight, for Saturday night, for Sunday matinee. But next week and the week after, we do have tickets available.
Gotcha.
And we're running till July 30th. So we have 2 more weeks of available tickets this week. We're completely sold out.
Cool. What's it been like preparing the show, rehearsals? Do you have any wild stories from rehearsals or techs?
No, I don't think I do. I'm sorry to disappoint you. No, it's just been, you know, it's rehearsals always have their challenges. But no, I think it's been actually a pretty smooth rehearsal. Hard because it's a very big play. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a large cast. But no, I think we're nothing tremendously interesting to report in that department.
That's, hey, no news is good news. I'm glad it's been smooth.
Yeah.
So the cast, you said you work with both equity and non-equity actors. Mm-hmm. Are they mostly mm-hmm. from this area, or do you have a lot of folks up from the city?
It's both. Mm-hmm. It's really both. You know, we have about 5-6 people from the city, and then the rest are local.
Awesome.
So it's always, and it's also a really nice mix of local actors, a chance to work with people who are outside the area and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. That's Summer in Smoke by Tennessee Williams that opened last night and runs through the end of next week. The last show is, I believe, the 30th, right?
Correct.
Wonderful.
And we have an extra Saturday matinee June 29th at 2 p.m.
So two shows that day.
No. July 29th. Sorry. So sorry.
No.
July 29th. And then the very last show is July 30th.
30th. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about the 2023 season, if you don't mind. I'm seeing lots of, there's the youth workshops and classes of all kinds.
There's, you know, we're planning workshops at Kingston High School, where the students are going to work with the refugee population. And, you know, we bring the undocumented, unaccompanied refugee kids who live in a locked facility because they've been arrested at the border, and we bring them into the high school, and we ask both populations, you know, when have you been excluded, whether it's sexually, racially, economically. You know, in the refugees' case, it's obvious they're in a locked facility,
yeah,
awaiting sponsorship. And they write monologues about their experiences on these questions. And then they share their writing with each other. And then we're going to produce a piece where some of their writings will be shared with the public.
Yeah.
And that will also have Spanish super titles.
Awesome.
Because the refugees do not speak English.
Mm-hmm.
So that for the first time, they'll be able to come to the theater and see their own stories presented in English, but with Spanish super titles.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, how cathartic that must be for them.
It's fabulous on both ends. Because for the American kids, they're meeting 98% of the time kids who have walked to America, you know, and they hear why they had to leave their families, and they're hearing it from, you know, from the boy himself, not online, not a, you know, story. You know, they're hearing it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
And for the refugees, it's the very first time they're meeting American students. So for both groups, it's really a huge bridge that's created that we hope will lessen friction and racism on both sides.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a wonderful thing you're doing. Thank you for that program.
Yeah, thank you.
Shauna Cantor is my guest. She is the director of Summer in Smoke, which is running now at the Bethany Hall Theater, part of the Old Dutch Complex, I guess you could say, in Kingston.
Right.
And that's voicetheatre.org, THEATRE.org. What has your approach been like to this play? You know, as you said, Summer in Smoke, it's a classic by Tennessee Williams. Do you, is your vision kind of to modernize it or to sort of put it in the period, or how have you approached
well,
it?
Well, we did update it. It was originally written to take place in 1914, and we, 1 year, you know, before the year that we entered, or World War One, and I brought it up to 1938 and 1939, mm-hmm. before World War II. I just felt that, you know, I wanted to see people a bit more modern, you know, on the eve of another war.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the play doesn't have anything to do with war, but I just wanted to bring it up a few years. And the approach, you know, it's a very emotional play. It's, I mean, all of Tennessee Williams' pieces are very emotional. It really plays on your heart, on your heartstrings. And so it was, you know, a pleasure, really, to guide the cast to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
To feel safe enough to get there.
Well, it sounds like an incredible production, and you've got another week left to see it. Sounds like this weekend is pretty much booked up.
Two more weeks after this weekend.
Two more weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, my I'm a little sick today, so I'm not
okay.
I'm not not running the calendar in my brain as efficiently as I could.
Okay.
But that sounds absolutely wonderful. And again, that's voicetheater.org for tickets and information for Summer in Smoke at Bethany Hall in Kingston, the old Dutch Church Complex. Shauna, thank you so much for hopping on the phone with me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.